This week is Volunteer Week, when we are all encouraged to pay respect to the 6 million volunteers across Australia who donate their time and work to give back to their communities. Local councils and organisations are always on the lookout for volunteers, and this year the City of Unley will be offering free training services for residents. To tell us more about it, we're joined by Acting Mayor Peter Hughes. Good morning.
Good morning, Sam.
So what can you tell us about some of the free training nights that will be offered to residents?
That's come about because we were fortunate to receive a grant from Grants SA, which is a state government grants body, so that we can help train, educate and support the many volunteers in the city. They can get training in how best to work with others, how best to manage conflict, how best to manage meetings and planning and run events, that sort of thing.
Now, beyond volunteer work, what other benefits do you think these training courses provide for people in our communities?
Well, it gives them extra confidence to be able to go about their volunteering in a more confident manner. But the issue of volunteering has many benefits. The City of Unley, in particular, grew up as a city of connected neighbourhoods and villages, and we now have community centres, four community centres, Clarence Park, Goodwood, Unley itself and Fullerton Park, and those communities, it's unique to have so many community centres in a relatively small city, and those community centres have activities night and day. The Fullerton Park one, for example, last year had 120,000 visitations, people coming to use its services. But volunteering, there are people who need assistance, and so they get enlivened by that. And people who give the assistance get enlivened by it too. It's a mutual benefit thing. So
it's definitely, there's so many wonderful ways to volunteer as well. So, but with your training courses available, do you have to be a resident of Unley to take part?
No, there's no strict criteria like that, no.
Oh,
no,
wonderful.
No.
Have you ever done any volunteering yourself?
Yes, I've been a lifelong volunteer. Probably started in high school when I was school captain and prefect and junior sports coach and what have you, and then that's just continued throughout my life. Didn't come here to talk about myself. but I would like to mention one story. When I was a kid, age 9 or 10, living in the suburbs, the Salvation Army band was playing down at the corner. And a few of us boys went down just to sort of razz and be entertained and perhaps make a bit of fun and trouble. And my father discovered. And my father had been in World War II and never, ever spoke about the war. But he said, you never make fun of the Salvation Army. They were the only ones who were always there during the war.
Wow, that must have been a good life lesson for you.
Yeah, that's stuck with me. So I'm now a Salvation Army volunteer too.
Oh, wonderful. Now, can these volunteer training courses also offer pathways to employment?
Yes, it's one of the side benefits that can come from volunteering. In the City of Unley, we have about 400 volunteers, which is, we think, is pretty incredible. The council does resource it, though. We've got a paid coordinator, only part-time, wonderful lady named Beck, a local lady. And so she coordinates all of our volunteers, and we have volunteers of all ages now, young people like yourselves, and we're optimistic that it's kind of work experience for young people and can lead to skills and establishing some more extra criteria on their CV that will help them in employment.
Of course. That's something that certainly I've discovered since volunteering here at Radio Adelaide. It made me feel like I'm more ready for this kind of role, stepping further out. I'm certainly more confident when applying for jobs and that kind of thing. Yeah, so I think for all of us here, it is something that you speak to with this program about the positive aspects of volunteering and giving back to communities that offer so much to you as well.
Yes. Yes. Of course, the majority of our volunteers are people who are retired or approaching retirement. And when you retire at age 60, 65 or so, you still have 20 or 25 more years of living to do. You can't just shut up shop and read the paper and mow the lawn. There are many more things you can do. So we're thrilled with the volunteering programming that we have in council. We do our best to recognise our volunteers, by the way. Last week we had a volunteers film night, complimentary evening out at the Capri Cinema, at which we presented long service certificates to people who had 10, 15, 20, 25 and even 30 years of volunteering service with the City of Unley.
Wow.
And at the end of the year, we have a gigantic Christmas party for all of our volunteers. So there's camaraderie between the volunteers too.
Well, that's wonderful. Now, we're speaking with Acting Mayor of Unley, Peter Hughes. Now, are there any specific volunteer positions that are in high demand in your council?
Well, we have some vacancies for volunteers.
Oh, wonderful.
And this is taken very seriously. They're posted on our website. Anybody interested at all in finding out about volunteering, by the way, ought to go to the City of Unley website. We've got volunteers for unusual things. Oh, unusual for some people, but we need tutors and assistants to help teach Mahjong and Bridge.
Wow.
We need more community visitors to go to residents' homes and catch up with them and have a chat, have a coffee, perhaps go and do some shopping with them. We do need an extra Justice of the Peace. We have a Justice of the Peace service in the council administration office every day, and it's a very, very well-used service, and we could do with another volunteer or two, JP. At the Unley Community Centre, we have what's called our Circuit Cafe, where people pay a modest fee, very low fee, to get a two- or three-course dinner, and volunteers prepare that and do it for each other. Yes, there's lots of... the most unusual one we're looking for right now are some pianists who can play in our Unley libraries. We've got a piano installed, and we'd just like people to go to the library and there's a pianist just playing gently in the background.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah, what a beautiful way to read.
Yeah. And there's also a vacancy for a Tai Chi volunteer just to assist with that program. So there's lots of opportunities there.
Great.
Well, and it's certainly very varied, and sounds like there's lots of great things that people can get involved with, and you understand a bit more how your community works and some of the general services that are available.
Yes. Our city, as I said, is a city of villages, and throughout the city we've got so many sporting clubs that they depend upon volunteers. We've got service clubs like the Lions Club and the Rotary Club, which are international organisations based upon volunteers from local communities contributing to their projects, and we're making a difference worldwide. So, yeah, we've got community gardens, we've got church, like many other cities, we've got lots of opportunities for people to do that little bit to make the city a better place.
Wonderful. Well, we can always appreciate volunteers. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, and thank you.
That was Acting Mayor of Unley, Peter Hughes, on the exciting opportunities for free volunteer training in his council. If you know any special people who volunteer, make sure you give them a little extra pat on the back this week.